I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are dealing with some unique discrimination during the COVID-19 lockdown in Pakistan. And then remember the Apostle Paul's encounter on the road to Damascus? That's the sort of revelation that believers are praying will happen in the Muslim world during Ramadan. There's more on that story in a couple of minutes. But we'll start today with a look at the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, which has released a statement expressing some concern that Christians and Hindus are being excluded from food distribution in Pakistan. As the country shuts down work due to COVID-19, many laborers don't have enough money for their daily food. Jonathan, a Christian worker focused in Pakistan, says,
"It doesn't appear that these are the official policies of particular organizations, but these are maybe overly zealous workers that are telling people, oh, you need to recite the Muslim Creed, or you should become a Muslim, or we're not going to give you food unless you become a Muslim." And that has happened.
Giving to the poor is one of the five pillars of Islam, so many Muslims would rather their donations go to fellow Muslims. However, Christians in Pakistan have rallied around their brothers and sisters.
The Pakistani church is digging really deep into its own resources and really stepping up to the plate, where they're identifying individual families within each church, and people within the church are giving just hugely generously, an entire month's salary or 2 months' salary.
3 million Christians live in Pakistan. And Jonathan says,
"Traditionally, they have been sort of at the bottom rungs of society. They've been sanitation workers. They came out of the lowest castes of Hinduism."
Pray for believers as they offer a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, it's going to be a very different Ramadan this year for Muslims during the coronavirus pandemic. The 30-day holiday of fasting and prayer starts tonight at dusk. However, there'll be no Ramadan prayers at local mosques, no gathering with family and friends, and no visiting public holy sites. This Ramadan will be difficult and saddening for many of our Muslim neighbors. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says this Ramadan month will be an important time for Christians to pray that Muslims would come to know Jesus as their Savior.
They're thinking about their eternal future, and Ramadan is one of the ways that they earn points, if you will, to get on Allah's good side. So I think that with the combination of what Ramadan is about and also just this pandemic that's gripped our world and the fear that has gripped us, I think Muslims are going to be even more open during this Ramadan. This could be a Ramadan where more Muslims come to Jesus than ever before. And so that's why I think that prayer this Ramadan is more important than any other.
You can sign up for Frontier's 30-day Ramadan prayer guide at missionnews.org. Believers can learn about the Muslim world and know how to pray. For now,
pray that Muslims will have dreams and visions of Jesus, because this is one of the ways that God is showing up in the Muslim world.
And our last story is related to Ramadan. God often moves mightily in the Muslim world through dreams and visions during this season.
We're praying that God sends a lightning flash from heaven into the Muslim world that will just shake them up, and they'll say, "Lord, who are you?" They're seeking God, but they're lost. They need Jesus.
That's Tom Doyle from Uncharted Ministries. His team just launched a new online video initiative called I Found the Truth.
We just are praying for millions of Muslims to see these testimonies of former Muslims sharing about Jesus, what he did in their life, and they'll be able to take that step toward the cross and eventually give their life to Christ.
Tom's son, Josh Doyle, leads the I Found the Truth team.
Season one is a collection of 5 testimonies of former Muslims, and we hope to build on that. We hope to do a season 2 that's even bigger. We hope that they can go viral and that the message of Christ gets out there to seeking Muslims. But more importantly, we hope that we can get them to our website to love on them and to answer some of their questions in a safe space about Jesus.
Watch season 1 at missionnews.org and pray that God uses these videos to bring many Muslims to himself. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.